Someone asked me, a few people asked me about wearing jewelry that have psukim or parts of psukim or Shem Hashem in the bathroom. I think they sell a lot of jewelry in Israel that have beautiful psukim, but the issue might be, can you wear that in the bathroom? And what do you do? And can we be malamed tzchus? Can we justify the practice of some people wearing this jewelry with in the bathroom? The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Siman Resh Pei Gimel Seif Dalet says, "Also the rakim psukim batalis." You're not allowed to embroider psukim in the talis. And the Shach, both the Shach and the Taz, bring a tshuva by the Rambam, and say that the concern is that you might bring this to the bathroom, and you really shouldn't bring Kisvei Kodesh, holy scriptures, in a place of tinofes vezilzul, in a place of where it's dirty and or it's an inappropriate place. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that Aser in Yoredeya Reish Ayin Vav Sif Yud Gimel, he says Aser Lichtov Shem Lechatchila Shelo B'Sefer. You can't write Shem Hashem, ideally not in a book. The Yuchal Lavo De Bizayon, because it can lead to disgrace. Also, you might bring it somewhere that is inappropriate. So what do you do then if you have to? If you want to bring a jewelry that is, or a necklace that has a pasuk in it, what do you do? So I posed this question to Rav Rimon, and he pointed out that number one, because the poskim they disagree with the nature of the covering, really when it comes to tefillin, there seems to be a need for two coverings. However, when it comes to other types of svarim or psukim, you need one covering. So therefore, let's say a woman's wearing a necklace that has a pasuk. So if she's covers the necklace with her sweater, then that would be sufficient. Or if she's wearing a ring, she puts it in her pocket or holds it in her hand with the so the Shem Hashem or the pasuk is covered, so then that would be permitted. This is the Tzitz Eliezer actually points this out, that with one covering it's sufficient. The Magen Avraham in Siman Mem Gimel Sif Katan Yudal says that one covering is sufficient. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Mem Gimel Sif Katan Chaf Hei does write that some say you need a double covering, but it seems that that might only be when it comes to tefillin. Then Rav Rimon wanted to be Melamed Tzchus and women who are lenient, who don't cover. Is there a possibility that one could be lenient? So there are some arguments. Maybe you can argue that the intent of the writing, when people make this kind of jewelry with these psukim, the intent is just as a decoration. So maybe there's no level of kedusha. There's a Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Lamed Dal Sif Katan Nun Beis who cites a Tshuvas Chavos Yair, who seems to be lenient in this regard. Maybe also the writing sometimes is not ksav ashuri, it's not your regular Hebrew script. So maybe that's another reason to be lenient. With a pasuk that's not complete, maybe there's also room to be more lenient. Could also be with the modern technology in terms of engraving letters. Is that real ksiva? Is that real writing when it comes to kedusha? So the bottom line is that ideally, one should try to avoid purchasing jewelry with psukim, because it's hard to remember each and every time that you're going to go into the bathroom that you need to cover it. So it's probably better to avoid psukim or Shem Hashem. A woman who does wear this type of jewelry, she needs to be careful to cover it under a garment, and or to cover it in her pocket or in her hand before going to the bathroom, and one covering is sufficient. Another, if someone wants jewelry and just having a beautiful phrase, a nice message that has meaning, but it's not a pasuk or not Shem Hashem, that would certainly be preferable. If it was written, then lechatchila you should have one covering, and if someone goes into the bathroom with it, ein limchos biyada, he writes, you don't protest. There could be reasons to be lenient if someone does this.